Listen to the sound of men shaving their balls before the age of Manscaped. Yeah! Those screams are a thing of the past thanks to Manscaped. No more cuts and nicks with the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer, more satisfying shave. So many people have written in stories about how the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their lives. They even included pictures so I could see the smoothness for myself. They aren't kidding. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. 20% off, free shipping to manscaped.com. Use the code VSIN. Your partner and your balls will thank you. Guys are terrible at taking care of their health. Studies show that 70% of guys who experience erectile dysfunction don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to chat with a doctor online. With Roman, you can get medical care for ED from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You can handle everything online. Getting started simple. Go to GetRoman.com/bets and complete that online visit. Now, if your doctor decides that treatment would be appropriate, they can prescribe genuine medication that can be delivered in discreet packaging right to your door with free 2-day shipping. Go talk to the doctor. Erectile dysfunction can be tough to tackle, but it's really important to get checked out. And with Roman, it's easy to connect with a doctor. Go to Roman.com/bets, B-E-T-S, to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/bets. One more time, GetRoman.com/bets.
It's been between 2 and 3 minutes. You know what that means. It must be time for more Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard on SiriusXM 204.
Welcome back. Mike Palm joining us in studio here. Mike, you've got the Palm Reader's Playbook on this early Thursday. What is this, Wednesday? Thursday?
Wednesday now.
Wednesday, gosh.
You're wishing it was Friday.
You're 100% right on that one. I feel bad for everybody listening out there. The cough button is broken. I'm sitting there coughing like I'm dying over here. Michael Lombardi's done yeoman's work. He's doing the reads. He's doing everything.
It's all part of the team. You know, you just got to do whatever you can do to help, right? Whatever we
appreciate
can do
it
to help out.
Let's just hope he doesn't get us sick. No, I always gave him all a hard time because when he would fill in for Gil, I'd say, why can't he come back and work with Brett in the afternoon? Why, I mean, what's the deal? Is it that hard?
Well, he's like Mariano Rivera. He's going to throw a couple innings and that's it.
That's
he's got to take the night off. You know?
Michael, I'm not doing 2 innings. It's only one promo. Every once in a while, I might do 2 innings.
Try to be more like Taylor Rogers and get those 6 and 9 out saves. Boy, is that guy valuable for Minnesota.
I tell you what, yesterday...
In an era where the bullpens can't get anybody out, and when you these relievers suddenly become very important. Yeah. That's why I think Oakland still has a shot here. I know they made the trade for Bailey, and he's going to start today. But I love their bullpen in that the sixth and seventh inning guys are really good. You got Yusmeiro Petit. Nobody talks about him. He can come in and get you out of a jam in the fifth or the sixth and then go another inning. And you still have depth to that bullpen. And now Liam Hendricks, the Australian, has stepped into this closer's role. I like the way Bob Melvin's handling this team. Go ahead, Amal.
No, I was going to say, trading for Homer Bailey is like trading in a used car that's 7 years old with 140,000 miles on it, getting a car that's got 138,000 miles on it.
Remember, they'll get Montas back before the season's over. And if they can get to a wild card game, he'll start the wild card game. And I think they got a shot. They're live here if you can get them at a nice price, 40-50 to 1.
I'd like to see baseball expand the postseason, the number of teams that get in. The NFL, you have 12. In obviously the NBA, the whole league makes it. The NHL, same thing. Now you have 16 in both the NBA and the NHL. You play too many games to only have 5 teams get in essence, really 4 in each league, because you play that one game wild card. To me, you play 162 games, and to come down to one game, no matter how good you are, anybody could have an off day.
I like Bob Costas' theory of how he would change the playoff structure in MLB, which is the wild card becomes a 3-game series. The winner of the wild card faces the one seed, but 5 out of the 7 games are at the one seed. And so teams will play to have the best record because of that home field advantage that you would get. But it also makes the wild card more meaningful in that it's 2 out of 3 instead of that 1-and-done format.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think two out of three, that's a hard series. But when you get into those situations, like in the NBA when we used to have the five-game series,
yeah.
you know, it's a lot. You know, they say it all the time. It's that one and done. You know, Loyola Chicago can make advance as far as they want in the one and done. But when you have to beat somebody in a seven-game series four times, you are the better team.
That's why the NBA, you just don't see upsets. You know,
right, because you are the better team.
I love Michael talks about it. He's talked about it all this week. Don't donate your money by betting on Mitchell Trubisky to win the MVP.
Yeah.
It's why it's hard to bet long shots in the NBA as well.
Yeah, I remember when it was still the five-game format. Wasn't it Denver beat Seattle?
Seattle. Yeah, they were an 8-1
That's where you can get some upsets. Mm-hmm. But when you go to seven, you've taken away all the, you know, the best team can figure out a way, especially if the coaches can make some adjustments. And so I think you could do that. What do you have for us, Mike?
Well, I'm going to look at it. I'll take a look at the early games today since,
good.
Got six earlies.
And you're getting a lot of action on baseball down there, huh?
A lot of action. We get people firing. A lot of people play these 2.5 run lines of Maul.
That's a little precarious.
I've never done it.
Neither have I.
I've never done it, but you get people that want to play like today with the Red Sox. They'll come back with them after the loss last night, and instead of laying 140 and lay 1.5, lay 2.5 and get them at a plus price, plus 135, plus 140. It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
And in this era where they're scoring so many runs, maybe there's some value in that. I just never have done it. But let's take a look at – let's go back to Target in Minneapolis today in this game. It's interesting here with Vargas for the Mets. Remember, he pitched in the American League for 8 years before he came to the Mets?
Yeah.
And for 4 years in Kansas City in division with Minnesota. So he's faced Minnesota plenty. 8-4 against the Twins in 18 lifetime starts. In his last three starts against the Twins, 3-0 with a .78 ERA.
Wow.
So he does well against his team. He also has a winning record in Minnesota. Now, there's two ways you can take a look at this. Do you want to take a shot with the Mets plus 152? I'd take a look at that. But also, with a 10.5, you're going to see the first five under six. We played that last night. I was a little worried Todd Wishnev was on the same side, but I held my nose, and we only gave up five. So we got through that one. He was also on the Red Sox with all of us, and we split that out. But look at an under six here, first five, and also a play on Vargas here with the Mets. Mets bullpen after that horrific June, starting to round into shape.
It can't be any worse.
Well, you know, you have an ERA of almost 8 for a month for your bullpen. I know Diaz got out of a jam last night. He could not locate the ball at all in the month of June. If you watched him pitch, when he was with Seattle, he could put the fastball or slider on either corner. He was just aiming the fastball the whole month of June. And then I still like Seth Lugo. Only problem with him is he just tries to throw too hard. Well, he does, and that's why he gives up too many home runs. But Seth Lugo's got decent stuff out of the bullpen as well. So a play here, if I did, would go under six first five and take the Mets for the game at plus 150.
Mike, do you sit at the book and watch all the games? I mean, do you watch them all?
So the benefit that I have is that part of my role as a vice president, and he said director now for about three straight weeks, trying to downgrade me. This guy,
I apologize. I didn't get the update. I didn't get the memo.
It's only been 5 years, Amal. But anyhow, is that I have been in charge since Derek bought that business of what we call active content management. So I program all the TVs and the music in the casinos, right? So especially on Saturdays and Sundays, and Thursdays and Fridays in the evenings, I'm responsible, so I get to sit there and watch the TVs for most of the day. Because to be good at the management of the TVs, you have to watch everything.
Right.
You can't just put them up there and walk away. That's where you get these black DirecTV screens and rain delays and move it around, switching the audio to the game that's most important or the game that's coming down to the end. You got a no-hitter going. We went to on Sunday, Tampa Bay and Baltimore. Yeah. But when you got a combined perfect game going into the eighth, now you put that on and people get interest. So I get to watch so many baseball games, so many football games, a lot of college basketball. I'm not an NBA guy, and I don't really even put it on there. But it's a benefit to be able to watch.
Yeah, it is, because JVT and I were doing the Oceans last year, betting across America. You know, I don't think anybody's watching the TVs. One time we had Laverne and Shirley on up there. Come on, man. You know, this is like, get this thing off. I mean, seriously.
Michael, I'm with you. So many places they butcher, and I'm like, it's not that hard.
Like, seriously, this is a sports book. I mean, you know, like, get that tennis thing down. Like, okay. you know, some Australian Open, like seven people in the world, like enough of that. Like put a football game up there, you know. I would, if I had that control of the TVs, I would have been deadly at the Ocean. I would have, you know, no Hogan's Hero or Laverne and Shirley, I promise.
I think they had one at Oceans one time. Krakenberger tweeted about they had Gilligan's Island on.
No, they, and yeah. What happened was they put MeTV on. Shameless plug for MeTV. Like seriously, MeTV? Like,
I don't even know what that is.
MeTV is a generational like all old 60s and 70s
rerun
sitcoms and Columbo and all that. I mean, you know, it's brutal. Anyway, continue along with your wonderful baseball
analysis. Let's go to Wrigley for our next play here. Sonny Gray goes up against one of Amal's favorite pitchers, Yu Darvish. Look, Sonny Gray's record does not indicate how well he's pitched, he's 5-5, but he's left five games with the lead after five innings where he was eligible to win. And that Cincinnati bullpen either blew the game or gave up a tie, and he did not get credit for the win. Darvish has given up 20 home runs this year. Compare that to Sonny Gray's 9. Pitched great against John Gray in Colorado. He's only given up one run in his last 15 innings of work. Darvish had his best outing of the year against Archer last time out, coming off the All-Star break. I'll go with Sonny Gray here and take a price. If you can get him, probably bet him early here. Anywhere around plus 120.
Yeah, this is a Cubs team with Darvish on the mound. I just have a hard time backing them in so many spots. Anything else that you have on the board today?
I looked at one other game here, and I've been trying to fade the Cardinals. I just think their bats have been dead for about 3 weeks. And if Goldsmith isn't hitting, this team has a hard time putting up runs. Archer's a guy, of course, probably involved in one of the worst trades of the last 4 or 5 years with Tampa Bay when Pittsburgh got him back. And to think about how poorly he's pitched for Pittsburgh. He pitched against the Cubs in this game where him and Darvish, I think, both went into the sixth inning. Either one had a no-hitter and one had a one-hitter. And Clint Hurdle talked about after the game that this is the best and most comfortable he's looked in a Pittsburgh uniform, and we're looking for him to bounce back. Ponce de Leon, relatively youthful, not a lot of starts, only pitched against Pittsburgh one time. Archer with an ERA lifetime under 3 against the Cardinals. Let's take a little shot here with Chris Archer, plus 130, 125 today in St. Louis.
There's a game that I really like today, and that's the Colorado Rockies at home with John Gray going on the mound. They've lost 3 in a row to San Francisco. They came back down 3 runs in the 9th inning yesterday to tie that one, lose 8-4 in extra innings. I think the Rockies bounce back and avoid the 4-game sweep at home. It'll be John Gray going up against Sean Anderson. Rockies are minus 170. To me, I'm so shocked that this run line is skewed to being at plus 105. I figured it'd be minus 115 or 120 because you're at Coors. Day game, I expect to see a lot of runs. I like the Rockies to bounce back here on the run line.
I don't know how long they can keep going with this, but do you have him on Monday, Amal? Did you have plus 180?
Yeah, I said it on the air.
On game one?
Yeah, game one when Samardzija pitched.
I didn't hear
it. Their offense was going so well. They won that game 19-2. It was over in the third inning. It was 12-0.
11 earned runs he gave up for Colorado, the starter. I'll go one other game here that I'm going to look at tonight, and that's Nova against Duffy in Kansas City. They'll hang another 6 on this. I still think it'll take 7 to beat you. Nova has pitched well but hasn't gotten much run support. He did beat the Cubs as a plus $2 favorite when we had him a couple Mondays ago. And then he gave up a couple runs, but Fires outdueled him in Oakland. And so I think they'll hang a 6 on this again because it's 10.5. You may even get minus 105. So under 6 in Kansas City tonight. The first game went under, second game pushed last night.
You know, a game I'm not going to touch, but Michael, we talked about it earlier in the week. The Cleveland Indians are now 10-1 against the Detroit Tigers. It'll be Mike Clevinger going up against Turnbull in this one. This is a Tigers team that just can't score. They got one hit last night. It reminds me of a major league.
Why aren't you touching it? See, you're like the coach that won't run the same play again. Like,
I'm not Steve Spurrier,
no. No, like just keep running the same play. They ain't stopping it. Like, keep doing it. I mean, why would you stop? Then, like, he's one of those guys, you know, okay, he got a sheet. He's going to scratch it off so the TV camera's looking at him. I've scratched that off. I'm not running that again. Like, if it's good, run it.
My only concern is Turnbull's a pretty decent pitcher, but the Tigers, as you said, they can't score, and the Indians' offense is really going. The Indians' offense is going well. Probably going to end up having to look at this run line here. I just don't like laying it. But Detroit, one hit yesterday.
Michael, I'm with you. I ride these things.
Yeah.
Giolito, we won 7 in a row with him. Now we're 1-3-1, but we're still way up. You just got to keep going with it when there's value with it. How about Anibal Sanchez to the first 5 unders? We've won 7 in a row with that because they hang 6 or 5.5 every time.
I think when something works, until they prove it, they can stop it. Make them prove that they can stop it. You know, make them prove it. I mean, that's when, you know, you can dress it up and run a different look, but run the same thing, you know?
I agree. You know what? That's actually very good advice. I'm going to follow that.
Follow that advice. And then when you go to bed tonight, think about this, all right? Anyway, it's tough to sleep during a heat wave. And now there's actually a bed that keeps you cool throughout the night, no matter how hot it is outside. It's the Pod by 8 Sleep with dynamic temperature regulation to enhance your rest and recovery. For 150 off, go to 8sleep.com/Veasan. That's 8sleep.com/Veasan.
When we come back, we're going to pick Michael's brain on what you can look for towards preseason NFL that'll enhance your betting.
And we're back with more Follow the Money on SiriusXM 204. Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard have the mics for the information you need to win.
Welcome back into Follow the Money. Mike, you had some questions for Michael.
Yeah, I'm all always talks about you're a Cleveland and Patriots executive, of course, also with the Raiders.
Yes.
People know you as having worked with two or three of the biggest legends in football, with Belichick and Bill Walsh. But really, you're really a Harvey Hyde disciple, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. Yeah. I met Harvey Hyde when I was in college. I was obsessed with getting into the NFL, and so I would go to coaching clinics throughout the country. And this one happened to be a coaching clinic in Atlantic City, the Coach of the Year Clinic, and Harvey Hyde was a speaker there, was the head coach of Pasadena City College, and I went up to him and had a conversation with him. He took me to lunch, and he's really started my NFL career. He started my career completely, because then I came out here, and I was a unpaid assistant. I was on Burger King coupons and buffet tickets, you know, which I'm back to now anyway.
So I wanted to ask you a hypothetical. Let's say that the Cardinals had made a decision to change GMs and had offered you the position this offseason, and you had accepted it. And let's say you accepted a 3-year contract or something like that, and you had to go out and search for a head coach that you could build a program with. Who are some of the guys you would have looked at right now?
Well, you know, for me, I need somebody that understands what Belichick and I really grew up in together in Cleveland, which is we call it the Patriot way today. You know, somebody that understands that the game has to be controlled in the middle of the field. Brian Flores would have been somebody. Josh McDaniels would have been somebody. Greg Schiano, who actually left, that would have been somebody I strongly consider, because you need to have somebody that speaks the same language as you. So when I walk in a room and I say to Belichick, look, that guy doesn't fit the program, we don't really have any conversations about what the program is. You know, we understand there's a chain of command. We understand what fits in the program, and we understand it. So to me, if you want to build a culture, it only can start with a guy that you know understands the same culture that you know. And that's when I've been my best in the league in terms of finding talent, is when I've worked for somebody that understands culturally what we're all looking for and how to build a team. Because one thing about the NFL, and when you hire all these employees for Circa, you have to know who you want to be, right? You've got to really understand, who do I want to be as a football team? Do you want to be a fat team? Do you want to be a skinny team? Do you want to be a tall team? So you go out. Once you decide who you want to be, there's a slip of paper in my office back in Ocean City that I'm going to give to the Hall of Fame. When Belichick walked into Cleveland and I met him for the first time, he handed me a piece of paper that basically described exactly what we were going to become as a football team. And on that piece of paper is, we are going to be a mentally tough football team that can play in any kind of weather. We will control the middle of the field. We'll be a size-speed team that can endure injuries. I mean, that's what it was, period. We knew what we were right then. That's it. And most teams in the league don't have that. Michael. The Cardinals don't have that right now. And that's why, you know, they're trying this gimmick. They're going to try Cliff. And Cliff's going to have to survive and see if he can handle it. In 2 years, we'll make another change.
Help me understand the hiring of Cliff Kingsbury, because it wasn't like he had an overwhelming success at Texas Tech. And so a lot of times people like myself from the outside looking in, you look at what their previous track record was and you go, this doesn't wow me.
Yeah. Well, I think it was really all about Steve Keim saying, how can I fix my team? How can I fix Josh Rosen? So he's thinking, okay, I watched Jared Goff, who, you know, whatever you think of Jared Goff, and I was very critical of Jared Goff coming out. I was critical after his first year. I was on Rich Eisen's show, and I talked about how I didn't think he had enough of a timing, enough of a rhythm to be an effective player. And then they hire Sean McVay, and McVay dressed up Goff way better than I thought he could be dressed up. Now, do I think Goff's an elite player? No, I don't. But I think McVay's done a great job of taking away. And I think what Keim was thinking is, if he could hire somebody who could dress up his quarterback, Rosen. I don't think he hired him thinking that Cliff's going to come in and want to draft Kyler Murray. I don't think he wanted to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because Kyler Murray is a new change. Josh Rosen, he traded up to get Josh Rosen. right? And so I think that's why. And his search to find somebody who could coach a quarterback, he wasn't going to hire Josh McDaniels from the Patriots. He wasn't going to come out there. So a lot of these jobs guys don't want to take. That's why you see Zach Taylor and Matt LaFleur take jobs, because who else was going to hire? I mean, Matt LaFleur's offense was 30th in the league last year. It's one of the worst. They got 106 yards against Baltimore. Don Martindale's the defense coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens. They held him for no third downs. He can't get in a job in an interview. Matt LaFleur's becoming a head coach. Like, how is this possible?
Sometimes you wonder when some of these guys get jobs. Seriously,
how he got the job. Mark Murphy wants to be able to run the team. So, you know, that. And so when you have somebody that doesn't know a lot, you become more. That's how the NFL's become. It's become watered down. Everybody has a voice. Doug Williams just came out and said, we're all going to make a decision on who's going to be the starting quarterback. No, 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 Doug. No, you have no vote in this.
Coming up next, the numbers game with Gil Alexander. For Mike Palm, Michael Lombardi, I'm Amal Shaw. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific.
More of Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard is on the way. But don't get left out on VSiN's new Point Spread Weekly. Find out more at VSiN.com.
Attention all homeowners in jeopardy of foreclosure. If you owe more on your home than it's actually worth, have missed one or more mortgage payments, have been denied a loan modification, or are facing foreclosure for any reason, you must listen to this message. A toll-free mortgage relief hotline's been established for anyone having their home lost in foreclosure. Just call 888-497-1876. And see if your home qualifies. We can help stop your home from going into foreclosure or even get your home out of foreclosure. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have faced foreclosure in the past year alone. This foreclosure defense group has helped thousands of people just like you fight the foreclosure process so they can stay in their homes. But you must call 888-497-1876 now to qualify. The call and information are absolutely free and the help is real. Don't lose your home. Call the Mortgage Relief Hotline now at 888-497-1876. That's 888-497-1876. 888-497-1876.